Alphabet. Written by Nextian. Read by Opalsong. Part 4 of the Trollish for the Easily Excited series. Terezi arrives pretty much right away, which goes to show that girls are not to be trusted. She actually materializes behind him like there's a teleporter on his bed and she has the key to it. The only clue he gets that she's coming is the creak of the box springs before her knees are resting against his spine and her chin in his shoulder. "Hey, cool kid," she says. "So, I hear you're in need of a linguistic assistant." "Your chin is so bony, it ought to be in a museum," Dave says, putting a casual hand around the back of her neck. "It's the fossilized grandfather of chins from which all other chins descend. My chin feels a little jealous just being next to it." "Obviously your chin should be next to my chin a lot more," she says. "So get used to it. We don't want it to show weakness." "You can't murder my chin," Dave says. "That's one of the human relationship rules I forgot to mention." "Ugh, God, there are so many," she says, in great disgust, and stands, leaving a little chin divot in his shoulder. "So, you want the tutelage of the great Terezi Pyrope. Hold still, I'm gonna sit in your lap." "Yeah, sure, lay it on me," he says. "Feed me some knowledge. Stick it right in my craw. Vomit it up. Some chicks are into that, right?" "You are the grossest person," Terezi informs him. "Also, you stink of lies and insincerity." "I don't know what you're talking about," Dave says, shifting on the mattress. It's her hips that are digging into him now, not to mention her ass. "Seriously, I'm so hot for your troll words." "What do you have against learning troll anyway?" Terezi demands. "It's a proud and noble language. It has 700 different words for murder." He lies down flat. He kind of likes the way she looks from this angle, up nostril shots and all of which sound like they're from Saturday morning cartoons. "Only in English. In troll, they're awesome." "Yeah, yeah. Tolpenge," he says. The first word he actually learned in troll. "Your fucking language. It's like your old German." "We're the gods of German too, you know," she says. "It isn't our fault you all speak the same language. It's not even the best language. It's just a language." "Okay, whatever," he says, mostly to stop the abuse. "Fine, school feed me. Break out the blackboard. Write down the secrets to life and weird noises." When she gets an inspired look in her eye, he realizes he's just made a horrible mistake. "No. Oh, no, 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 no," he says. "No!" Except for that they have long since established a long and convoluted series of safe words, and no isn't any of them. And his traitorous hands aren't doing a goddamn thing to get rid of her. "No, I am not your canvas." "But you just said you were," Terezi says reasonably. "Okay, take off your shirt. I'm getting the chalk." Now he's fucked. Now if he acts like he's bothered by it, she's going to be like, "Oh, you're not ironic, huh, cool kid?" And also, she wants to do it. And he's not very good at telling Terezi Pyrope that she can't have what she wants. Him and the rest of the world. She's coming back now, wolf whistling at the odor of his naked chest. And, as is customary, she bends down to lick it. And then stops. "Can't be getting this wet," she says. "It's so hard to write like that." "I'm just waiting for you to figure out that chalk doesn't write on skin," he says, as she settles back, pretty much right onto his dick. Apparently, as an afterthought, she takes off her shirt. "This is going to be really short-lived." "Then I'm just going to have to write harder," she says with a broad grin. "I could use my nails if you want." "No. Chalk is awesome. Sign me up for the Chalk Fan Club." Dave says, hurriedly, and then immediately is forced to confront how unironically he means that when she takes the blue and swirls her tongue around it. Carefully. The end getting darker and stickier as he watches. When it touches his chest, he has to stifle a yelp. It's so goddamn cold. And she notices this and grins again. The first mark is just a straight line. "So, what are you writing on me, anyway?" he says, as she curves another line to meet it. "Leetspeak is cool, you guys?" "Don't be ridiculous, Dave," she says. She traces the letter she's drawn with the very tip of one nail. "This is a serious lesson. I'm writing something very important." "Okay, let me guess," he says. She dots it, and he cranes his neck a little. "Hey, I know that one." "I'm so proud of you," she says gleefully. She has to lick the chalk again, and he gives it his full attention. "What is it?" "It's T, or whatever," he says. "You probably don't have the letter T. Trollish is probably all letter names like the death of the innocent in my mouth." "Yes," she says. "Good job. Tet is for
Treza blah 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 draw.
Trolls have a terrible language," he says. The next letter is still wet, and she leans down very close and blows across it. It feels like his whole skin is shivering at once. "You were so close," she admonishes him. "That's all the consonants. I'm putting in the vowels now. What color should I use?" "This is a trick question," he says. "I don't answer trick questions." "That is why you are too cool for school," she says, drawing her tongue down the red chalk. Halfway through the mark, his dick makes a monumental effort for freedom, and she starts laughing, smudging the vowel. "Dave, you ruined it," she said. "You're just going to have more self-control, or I'll hold you in contempt of the court." He twists his hips up against her. "Oh, sure," he says. "But what if I seduce the chief legislacerator first?" "That would be terrible," she says, which is almost what I'm writing now. He squints down at it, anything to keep himself from thinking too hard about the feathery touch of chalk against his chest. Teh, and he doesn't even think he can guess about the vowels. But he knows the last one, because it looks so fucking stupid, and it's just about everywhere. That's the Z. "Jesus," he says. Now he has to try not to laugh, too. "You signed your name." "See," she says. She hooks her thumb through her belt loops and starts working off her jeans. As they dip past her thighs, he is immediately aware of the fact that she's got nothing else to take off. Still half trapped in them, she slides backwards. "I told you I was a good teacher. You're learning already." "I'm learning not to let my psycho girlfriend loose on me with chalk," he says. At least, that's what he wants to say. That's the comeback he's got all lined up. And then her ass touches his dick and he just says, "Property of Terezi Pie Rope," she sing-songs, lowering herself onto him. "Do not touch." Maybe this whole thing wasn't a bust after all, he thinks, hazily, as she starts moving faster. He can't actually tell if she said that in English. The end.